From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Wait, scratch that. Let's try it again with a little music. Ah, that's more like it. We're going to spend the next few minutes looking back at the golden age of radio. Our tour guide is a man named Ed Walker. And if you live here in Washington, D.C., and listen to member station WAMU on Sunday nights, you know his name and this music. Walker uses it to open his much-beloved program, The Big Broadcast, a mainstay in Washington for decades.
Well, here we go again, folks. Time for The Big Broadcast. And we hope you're ready for some old-time radio for the next 4 hours.
Among the old-time radio you're likely to hear...
Johnny Dollar.
That's usually first on Walker's list, then... Dragnet, of course. And the biggest hit with listeners? Gunsmoke. The Big Broadcast ranks first in its Washington time slot, and its audience is remarkably young for a public radio crowd.
I get a lot of requests, believe it or not, from kids. They have television, but I've gotten emails that say, we don't even turn the television on Sunday night. And they love it because with the good sound effects and everything like that, it is, like somebody referred to radio as the theater of the mind, which it is.
Walker, who is 81 years old and was born blind, records the Big B, as it's known at the station, every Tuesday morning.
Hi, folks.
Hi there, Mr. Walker.
How are you?
Audie Cornish.
You guys
want to
chat?
Yeah, all right. Make yourself as comfortable as you can.
We recently visited Walker in his studio to talk about the Big Broadcast and his earliest radio memories.
See, radio was everything to me. Not being able to see, the sound on radio was important. Radio took the place of comic books and newspapers and the funnies and all that stuff. So I grew up with it.
Can you describe what you heard? What show really struck you and you remember? Kind of describe what it sounded like.
The National Barn Dance. I was a little kid then. I was preschool. It was sort of like the Grand Ole Opry, but it was from WLS in Chicago.
Everywhere, how's Mother and Dad and the whole family?
Somebody had a cowbell, and they'd ring this cowbell, and somehow my mother found one and gave it to me, and I would ring that cowbell. That was my first indoctrination into radio. So, like, I'd go to bed maybe after 10 o'clock at night. Bob Hope, I guess, was on at 10 o'clock, and some of the others that I would listen to as I went to sleep. It didn't matter. I just listened to everything I could get.
Ah, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Pepsodent kid, Bob Hope.
Some of the kids that send me emails say, we put our transistor radio under the pillow and listen to your show until we go to sleep.
Do they remind you of yourself then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's old is new again.
Now, I read that you actually had your own radio show when you were a little kid.
Oh, yeah. I used to go down the street to the houses down, knock on the door, and say, I'm going on the air in about a half hour.
You were your own promo guy.
Oh, yeah. My own rating service. The kids never took much of it, but it held me in good stead when I went to AU.
AU is nearby American University. There, Walker wanted to study broadcasting. But his tuition was to be paid for by a vocational rehabilitation service, and they didn't think a blind man could work in radio. He visited lots of campuses with radio stations and heard the same.
You can't do that. You can't do it. So I said, well, that made me more determined. So rehab said, we will sponsor you for your college tuition if you will agree to major in sociology. Then you can become a social worker. I said, well, there's nothing against social workers, but I don't want to do that. And they said, well, if you can prove to us that there's a future for you in broadcasting, we'll let you change your major. So I did. The first year I got started with a couple other guys, the campus radio station, which now is WAMU-FM. I'm proud of that fact. And it kind of holds you. And when I was in college, being heard on the campus station made it easier to get dates, for example. So it's true. That opened a lot of doors for me.
Not only that, it was at AU that Walker met the man who would become a longtime friend, both off the air and on.
Happy birthday from Smuckers. Take a look, if you will. Elizabeth Woodard.
That's Willard Scott. Before the Today Show introduced him to the country, Scott was a radio man in Washington. And in 1952, he and Walker teamed up for a music and comedy show.
This is the Joy Boy Show.
Part of the microphone here, you old mic hog.
Oh, excuse me, was I too close to this? This is Ed Walker here.
The microphone right over here. I'm sick and tired of playing second fiddle to a loudmouth.
We did things on the Joy Boys, like we made up a soap opera called As the Worm Turns.
And now, the continuing Twitter Live story, As the Worm Turns. The story of life today.
We both did different voices and everything.
What did you specialize in? What kind of voices did you do?
One I used to do was an old man's voice. I always called him Old Granddad, you know. He talked like this, you know, and he was old. That's my regular voice now. See?
For much of their two decades on the air, the Joy Boys evening show was appointment listening. But television eventually overtook radio, and the program ended in 1974.
Intro to Gunsmoke. A Liar from Blackhawk.
A Liar from Blackhawk. That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Rolling.
3, 2, 1.
After years of hosting various local programs, in 1990, Ed Walker took over the show he hosts today, The Big Broadcast.
Join me for The Big Broadcast, won't you, from 6 to 10. We'll have Johnny Dollar, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Life of Riley.
You crackled a little there. Let's redo.
Yes, Master. Here we go. See, that's why I have Toby as an engineer.
Toby is Toby Schreiner, who has been on the other side of the glass for most of Walker's 23 years on the Big B. Walker reports to the studio with a handful of scripts he's typed at home on a Braille typewriter. But it's clear he doesn't really need them. He's a one-man radio archive.
I guess I was born in nostalgia. I don't know.
What you doing, Hutton?
Doodling. Can you doodle?
Can I doodle? I can't get it out of my noodle.
How come?
Because I love you, a bushel and a peck.
And here's the key to Ed Walker, and the reason he and the Big Broadcast have earned such a loyal following. He clearly loves what he's doing. When Toby plays a song from the coming week's broadcast, Walker whistles along.
About me.
Yes, about you.
My heart is leaping, having trouble sleeping.
And after beginning each broadcast with a quick run through the night schedule, Walker pauses for his signature welcome.
If you have anything that's bothering you in the coming week, don't worry about it now, or any problems that you had in the week just passed, forget them too. This is our time of the week right now, the island between last week and the coming week. So settle back, relax, get yourself a cup of coffee or whatever you want, and get ready to enjoy the Big Broadcast.
Is that for the audience or for
That's
you?
That's for the audience.
It's a little bit for yourself?
For me too.
Well, Ed Walker, thank you so much for speaking with us and letting us tag along for the taping. This was fun.
Well, I hope I didn't bore you all to death.
That's no, all. Of course not. I loved being on this little island with you.
Well, thank you, dear. That's good.
I love to spend each Sunday with you.
Ed Walker, host of The Big Broadcast from WAMU in Washington, D.C., and the program streams all week long at WAMU.org.
Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to state